Good day, Rabbi Sai. My name is Barry Yaffe, and I am pleased to have you joining me today.
There is an attached Mara Mekomos to this year, sources, and today we are going to discuss Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vav, Psalms 136. And the title of the talk is, Does Halal HaGadol make sense to you? Reading in between the lines. In the associated sources document, I've quoted the entirety of Kapitel 136.
And even if you're not familiar with the numbering system of Tehillim, you will recognize this kapitel immediately from its inclusion in Psukei Dezimra of Shabbos and Yantif and in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It is the famous kapitel which lists the 26 lines of the Kili Olam Chastos.
I'm not going to quote it here, but I am going to reference the attached source sheet. So if you'll take a look at that, you will see that I have taken the liberty of breaking it up into six separate sections. And you'll also notice that some of the psukim are followed by asterisks. We're going to reference those later, but keep those in mind. Okay, so the six sections are separated because they seem to be thematically a little bit different. One follows from the other, but they are not the same thing. So the first four psukim are praise for Hashem, that he is the master of all and has the unique ability to be oset nifla'os gedalos levadoi. He is the only source of great wondrous signs. That's the first four psukim. Now the next five psukim have to do with the idea that he is the barei olam. He is Osa Masa Bracious. Pasuk Hei is either referring to day number one or perhaps starts really in day number two or three. Psukim Vav through Tes refer to days three and four of creation when Hashem created the earth and separated out the land and when Hashem created the heavenly bodies. Then with the very next line of the kapitel, it skips 2,448 years of human history and takes us to the very end of Yetzias Mitzrayim during Machas Bechoros and through Kriyas Yamsuf. The next seven psukim continue the narrative historically, but instead of focusing on Yetzias Mitzrayim, it focuses on the idea that Ribbono Shel Olam sustains Klal Yisrael through the desert and brings them into the promised land. And that's where the historical part of the kapitel ends. It's worth noticing that the part that I've indented are essentially all included within the Dayenus that we said within the Maggid of the Seder. The next two psukim are sort of summaries of that section of the kapitel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always remembers and takes care of us, Klal Yisrael, Sheb Shifleinu, in our periods when we are laid low, and he rescues us from those that will distress us. And then the final two psukim are actually more global than just what he does for us, because these get back to the Brias Olam in a way. He is no sein lechem lechol basar kili olam chasto. He gives bread to all living creatures, all flesh, not just Klal Yisrael. And then the final pasuk is the signing off of praise for the Lord of the heavens, kili olam chasto. And that is the 26 lines of the kapitel. While we're there, let's also notice the penultimate line, Nosen Lechem Lechol Basar. That is in the present. It's not Nosan Lechem Lechol Basar. Hashem gave bread to all flesh. Hashem continues to give bread to all flesh. He supports and nourishes the world that he created every single day, every single second. He maintains it and keeps it in existence.
Interestingly, that continues the syntax of the first 15 lines, which are also in the present.
And while we're at it, let's take note of the last line of Hodu Lelokei HaShamayim in a way that takes us back to the Brias Olam, to either the first day or the second day of creation. And it makes a very nice closing line for the beginning of the kapitel, where we started with the creation. In fact, with the first line, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chasdo, where do we find Ki Tov the first time in the Chumash? And of course, we find it at the very beginning of the Chumash, Vayara Elokim Ki Tov, and scattered throughout all the days of creation. So we start with creation, and we end with creation, which kind of makes sense with what we're going to see seems to be the punchline of the whole paragraph. Nosein lechem lechol basar. Hashem gives bread to all flesh, to his world, not just the Jewish world. However, the central part is entirely about his relationship with specifically Klal Yisrael.
So this kapitel
jumps around between a universal application and a more specific application to Klal Yisrael, and it also jumps around historically in the middle, ending off on Klal Yisrael's entry into the Promised Land. So this is actually a much more complex kapitel than it looks on the surface. What is going on here? Well, let's look into the Gemara on this kapitel and see if we get some clarity. The major part of the discussion in the Gemara on Halal HaGadol is found, logically enough, in Psachim. In the Gemara on the Mishnayos that detail the order of the Seder HaPesach. So it starts with the Mishnah at the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 117b and goes on to the top of the next page. That is included within the source sheet. So the Mishnah says, Revi'i Gemer Aleves HaHalel, with the fourth cup of wine, we finish off the recitation of Halel, which we started actually before the meal. And it also includes Halal HaGadol, as the Gemara on the next page says, in the name of Rebbe Tarfon. Now, there is a disagreement in the Gemara of exactly what constitutes Halal HaGadol. There are three different opinions. All three opinions hold that it includes the entirety of Kapitel 136, and the first opinion is that of Rav Yehuda, which says it is only 136, and that apparently is the opinion that we follow. Now, the Gemara addresses what Halal HaGadol is all about. I'm going to cut down to the bottom of that Gemara on the source sheet, the statement of Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi says, Hani Esrim Vishisha Hodu. These 26 expression of hodu, of giving thanks, giving praise, giving acknowledgement to Hashem, keneged me, are parallel to what? Keneged esrim v'shisha darosh shabara hakadosh baruch hu ba'olama v'lo nasan lehem Torah v'zan osam b'chazdo. They are parallel to the 26 generations in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created his world, but he hadn't yet given the Torah, and therefore there was no purpose to the world's existence because the Torah was not in the world. And nevertheless, Vizan Osam Bechazdo, he supported and nourished the world with his chesed. Okay, chesed means that Hashem is giving something that you do not deserve, and nevertheless he gives it because he is a nosein, he is the giver. And almost by definition, he must give. He is the source of all tov, all tova. So that sounds very good, Rabbi Isai, does it not? Hashem supported the world for 26 generations as a freebie, or perhaps as an investment on the future, although that's not what chesed means. Chesed is not an investment, it is a free gift. And it is given freely without any expectation of return. Now, Rabbi Isai, in my limited experience with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, my sense is that, like the Tur, who was also the Baal HaTurim, he is not only a master of halachic Talmud, but he is also quite mystical and is a master of agadic Talmud. And very often, there is a lot more hidden in his words than he chooses to reveal in the Gemara. So let's go back and dissect his words very carefully. What does the Gemara say? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Hani Esrim Vishisha Hodu Keneged Me. Okay, let's stop right here. He says, these 26 Hodus are parallel to whom, actually, not what. And then, quite literally, he goes on to tell us who they are parallel to. They're parallel to the 26 generations of man that existed before the giving of the Torah. All well and good. But what does he say? He says that there are 26 expressions of Hodu. Now, if you look at that kapitel, it's very clear that there are 26 Kili Olam Chazdos, there are 26 Psukim, there are 26 lines, but there are not 26 Hodus. If you count, then it is very obvious that you will find that there are four Hodus included within this chapter, the first three Psukim and the last Pasuk. Four and only four, at least four that are visible. We're going to come back to that point later. Now, Rabbi Isai, if you've read any of my other pieces on OU.org, then you will understand that I am a very big fan of counting things in the tefillah. By the simple act of counting something, it sort of focuses your attention on what Chazal are trying to tell you. And I reference two of those instances in the source sheet. First one is the Tisha B'Av that wasn't there, and then the next one is where does Hallel come from, the organization of Hallel and Parshas Emor. And those are both written. Okay, enough for the plug. Let's get back to this capital. The point is, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi knows very well that there are four and only four hodus in this capital, and it would make much more sense, especially in line with what his point is, if he said, oh, this is the 26 Kili Olam Chasdos, which parallel the 26th generation when Hashem's Chasdo, his Chesed, is what nourished the world without the presence of the Torah in the world. That would make perfect sense, but he doesn't say that. Number one, he focuses our attention on counting. And number two, he focuses our attention on Hodu. Now, it's not the focus of this shiur, but parenthetically, I took that quite literally, and so I took out my concordance, and I looked up how many times does the word Hodu, or Hodu with prefixes, occur in all of Tanakh. And you won't be surprised to find out that if you exclude the two Hodus that are in the Megillah, which don't refer to Hashem, it's Mehodu Va'ad Kush, that refers to Turkey. If you exclude those two Hodus, the number of Hodus in the entire Tanakh come out to 26. So I am certain that Rav Yehoshua ben Levi is hinting to that, and I don't have a good shot for that in this shiur. And as always, if you do have a good shot, please email me at the address in my bio on OU.org, and I would love to hear it. But he does emphasize, Esrim Vishisha Hodu. So let's focus on that word Hodu. How many times is it in the capital, really? And I would posit that it is there the four times that are visible, and Rabbi Sai, eight more times that are invisible. Now, what do I mean by invisible? Well, let's take a look at the first pasuk that starts with a lamed. That's pasuk dalad, the fourth pasuk. So let me read it to you. Le'ose nifla'os gedolos levado ki li'olam chasdo. To the one who makes great wondrous signs alone, for forever is his kindness. So Rabbi Say, I ask you, is that proper diktuk? Is that a sentence? It is a pasuk by itself, but is it a sentence? Does it express a complete thought? Let's say it again in English. To the one who performs great awesome signs by himself, for forever is his kindness. That is not a sentence. It's a prepositional phrase. It's missing something. What is it missing? It's missing a subject and a verb. What is the subject and verb of that sentence? Well, we don't have to look very far, really. All we have to do is look at the pattern that was started with the first three psukim. Each one of the first three psukim start with the word hodu. You shall acknowledge, or thank or praise. Hodu, Lashem Kitov, hodu lelekehu elokim, hodu ladonei ho adonim. Okay. So it seems obvious that that is the pattern for the entire capital. And there is an invisible hodu in front of that prepositional phrase. Hodu, give praise to the one who alone performs great wondrous signs, for forever is his kindness. That makes good sense, right? So there's a hidden invisible hodu in front of that line. And not only in front of that line, but there are multiple lines in this capital that start with lamed. You have to test out each one of them, do it yourself, plug Hodu in front of a pasuk that starts with Lamed and see if it fits, because not all of them fit. It's tricky. There are two psukim which start with Lamed, but they do not have an invisible Hodu in front of them. That is, if you drop down to pasuk Yudtes and Chaf, even though there's a Vav there, L'sichon melech ha'amori ki li'olam chasdo u'le'og melech ha'bashan ki li'olam chasdo. You can't put a hodu in front of that and have it make sense. Give praise for Sichon, the king of the Amori, for his kindness is forever. And to Og, the king of the Bashan, for his kindness is forever. That doesn't make sense. Those two psukim actually refer back to the previous pasuk, Yudches, Vayaharog Belochem Adirim, and he caused the death of powerful kings. And so to continue the sentence, which kings? To Sichon Melech Amori and to Og Melech HaBashan. So those two lamids don't count, but every other pasuk that starts with a lamid has an invisible hodu in front of it, and those are the ones that I labeled with asterisks behind the period. The other four pasukim I label with asterisks before the period, and those are the ones where hodu is stated. It is explicit in the pasuk. So if we add them all up, we find that there are 8 invisible hodus and 4 visible hodus for a total of 12. 12 is a familiar number. So the first place that I go for any number less than 13 is the song at the end of the Haggadah, Echad Miyodea, and Rabbi Isai, I love that song. It is not a children's song. There is gold hidden in those numbers and in the way Chazal describes them. Pay attention to it. And what do we have? Shneim Asar Miyodea, Shneim Asar Ani Yodea, Shneim Asar Shivtaya. It is the 12 tribes, the Shivtei Ka. So let's pay attention to that, because it wasn't clear that we were talking about Klal Yisrael throughout the entire capital, was it? Remember, we started and ended with the idea that the entire world is dependent on Hashem's chesed, and then it would seem to be only the middle part that was focused on Klal Yisrael. But this redirects our attention, that the entire capital focuses on Klal Yisrael. How does that make sense? And more pointedly, how does it make sense with the statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that the capital is all about the 26 generations that existed before the Torah was given? Moreover, while we are asking questions, how are we to understand Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement altogether, given the content of the capital that we reviewed at the beginning of the shiur? There is no mention of Matan Torah any place in this capital. And even though you might say, well, gee, of course not, because it's referring to the 26 generations before the Torah was given. But that is a non-answer, because the capital skips those 26 generations altogether. It goes from Bries HaOlam to Yetzias Mitzrayim, skips Matan Torah, then goes on to Hashem sustaining the Jews in the Midbar and ultimately bringing them into the land of Eretz Canaan and giving them a place to live. So his statement is incredibly cryptic. It does not fit the content of the capital. Not only are those 26 generations missing from the capital, Matan Torah itself is missing from the capital. We are going to justify that as well. So, Rabbi Isai, before I give you my one unifying hypothesis that answers all of these puzzling questions, there's one additional step that leads directly to that hypothesis, and that is to validate that our hypothesis that the 12 visible and invisible hodus are not only significant, but also refer to the Shivtei Ka. And we can do that easily by paying close attention to the Gemara that is in the source document from Psachim, that talks about where Hallel HaGadol begins. We talked about the prevailing opinion that Hallel HaGadol is just the entirety of 136, the 26 Kili Olam Chastos, but there were two other opinions that it actually starts earlier, either from Capital 134 or from within 135. So I think we can understand from the Gemara's answers that these are all one unit. They belong together, and there is one theme that unites them all. Let's focus on Capital 135, which you can find in the source document. And you will see that the concepts and the words are all precursors of the concepts and words that we will develop in more detail in Capital 136. They are one unit. And it is all about Klal Yisrael, the Shivtei Ka, the 12 tribes. So let's briefly skim 135. First pasuk. Okay. Halelu es Hashem Hashem, Halelu Avdei Hashem. Who are the servants of Hashem? We are, the Shivtei Ka. Next pasuk. Sha'omunim beveis Hashem bechatzrei beis Elokeinu, that stand in the house of Hashem in the courtyards of the house of our Lord. Well, that's us. We are the stewards of the Beis HaMikdash. Look at the next pasuk. Haleluka ki tov Hashem. Well, that presages the first pasuk in 136, doesn't it? Hodu Lashem ki tov, ki li olam chasto.
Okay, there's the Kitov. Look at the next pasuk. It's all about us. Ki Yaakov bachalo ka Yisrael iskulaso. For Yaakov, Hashem chose Israel for his treasure. Okay, we are Hashem's treasure. Skip down a pasuk. It says that Hashem does whatever he wants. Bashamayim uva aretz bayamim b'chol tahamos. Well, that's the next part of the kapitel. The description of the creation that talks about the creation of the heavens and the earth and the land which is stretched out upon the waters. Look at two psukim down. Sheika b'chari Mitzrayim. Hashem struck the firstborn of Mitzrayim. Well, that's the next part of 136. Shalach osos u'movsim b'sochechim Mitzrayim u'befaro v'chol avodov. The next line in 136. Sheki goyim rabim v'horag melachim atzumim. Nesichon melech ho'emori u'l'og melech habashon. That's the next section. This is a prelude to 136, nearly line by line. Next line. V'nosan artsam nachalo nachal Yisrael amo. He gave us the land of Israel. That's the next part of 136. Skip down a couple of lines. Ki yodin Hashem amo v'al avodov yisnecham. That is a direct quote from Shiras Ha'azinu, which is all about Klal Yisrael. So, very clearly, 135 is all about the 12 tribes of Klal Yisrael. And very clearly, it is a prelude to 136. And in fact, the last line solidifies that. Baruch Hashem mitzion, shochen Yerushalayim haleluka. Blessed is Hashem from Zion, the one who dwells in Jerusalem. It's about us, unquestionably. So I think it's safe to say that the entirety of Kapitel 136 is about the Shivtei Kah, about Klal Yisrael. And now we can put together the content and themes of the Kapitel itself with the statement of Rev Yeshua ben Levi and with our new idea to unify the whole shebang. Let's summarize Kapitel 136. It is all about Hashem's chesed, that he created the entire universe and sustained it for 26 generations before the Torah was given, and continues to sustain it every single second. Why? For the Torah, that wasn't given until 26 generations after the creation of the world, and that was received by us, by Klal Yisrael, by the Shivtei Kah, who are the proud bearers of Hashem's Torah, and who relay it to the other nations of the earth. This kapitel is nothing less than David HaMelech's statement of the second Rashi in Chumash. Read Bereishis as Bishvil Mashenikras Reishis. The entire universe was created on account of those things that are called firsts, the Torah and Klal Yisrael who received the Torah. So the next time you read Kapitel 136, whether it's in the davening or otherwise, be proud. You earned it. Bishvilcha nivra olam. This is only one of the many lessons that I learned from Avi Mori, my father, Olav HaShalom, Herschel Meir Ben Shmuel, Harvey Meyer Yaffe, who was nifter on the 8th of Tishrei, 5753. Rabbi Sai, have a great day.